We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Resh Mem Gimel, which is page Gimel, the page following page 4. Tonight's Siman begins a discussion of Amir Lakum, of telling a goy to do things for you on Shabbos. It also gets involved in the sugya of Schar Shabbos, of making money on Shabbos. And these topics incorporate many simonim, but we'll start tonight. And Amir Tishon, we will start with the introduction of the Mishnah Berurah. Before we read the Mechaber, we will read the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says on the top line, Lo Yaskir, Da, you should know Sheshlosha Chilukim Yesh. There are three categories. Echad Hu Arisus. One category is known as Arisus, sometimes called sharecropping, where you share the profits. Shesocher Le'eno Yehudi Shiyasa HaMelocha Basada Obamerchatz. That a Jew will hire out a non-Jew to do work for him in a field or in a bathhouse, and they will split the profits. So that's category one, is arisus, where you hire out a worker who is a non-Jew, and you are going to split the profits, whether it's 50-50, or we'll see other ways in which you will split it. Hasheni hu schirus. The second category is schirus, is renting out a place to a goy. She'eno yehuti notel kol harivachim o aperos. The goy earns all the profits. He rents out the bathhouse, and all the profits go to him, or rents out the field. V'nosen liyisrael avur sadeo umerchotso dover kotzav l'kol shana. And he pays the Jew a set amount per year to rent out his field or his bathhouse. These two categories, whether you rent it out totally and the goy gets all the profits, or it's an arisus and you're going to split the profits, as long as the goy is getting some profits, when it comes to a soda, that's 100% permissible. And the reason for that is because he's really working for himself. Since he's getting the profits, the work he's doing is considered doing it for himself, as we will see. That's by a soda. Uvemerchatz rak midina. When it comes to a bathhouse, it's also mutter, but it's only mutter me ikra din. Meaning, really, it's mutter. The eino yehudi adaiti denafshe ovid, because the guy is really working for himself. Elo shechachomim osru elu hashnei chilukim bemerchatz mishum aris ayin. However, the rabbanan came along and asserted giving as an orus or as a schirus to a guy a merchatz because of Maris Ayin. Why is that? Mipnei din nikreis al shmo. The merchatz is called on his name. Everyone knows it's his merchatz. V'yavo l'choshto sh'oseh b'shlichuso. And they're going to suspect that he has the guy working there as a shliach, that he's a day worker, or he's a shliach for him, and we'll get more to that later, and therefore it's a problem of Maris Ayin. So even though by both a soda and a merchatz, it's really nikre din 100% fine to give it to him as schirus, to rent it to him for a year, he gets all the profits, or arisus, where he's going to split the profits, it's 100% fine. But when it comes to a merchatz, there the Rabbanan asserted because of Maris Ayin, because since everyone knows it's his merchatz, it's going to be suspect that he's working as your shliach. Avala chaluka ha-shlishis dehu kablonus. The third category, which is called kablonus, dehainu sheyu kol ha-revachim li-Yisrael. Hereby kablonus, all the profits go to the Yisrael. Rakshi Yisrael no saying le'enu Yehudi davar kotzav l'kol shana avur pu'uloso. Just the Jew is paying the goy a set amount for the year for all his work. So he's a paid worker, he's a kablon, he's getting paid for the job of taking care of this field, of this merchatz, but all profits are going to the Jew. Zehu vaday osr midina ba merchatz. This is the most stringent, this is for sure osr meikradin by merchatz. Now, we'll see why dafka merchatz and not a sada, we'll see that tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, but that's a discussion. But the way the Mishnah Berurah says, that has to be osr midina ba merchatz. The Shaar HaTzion points out that this is really from the Be'er Heitev. He writes by a sada or a merchatz. But we'll see the difference tomorrow. In this case, the difference between a soda and a merchatz. But for right now, we'll just take what the Mishnah Berurah says. And he says, category three, which is kablonus, that the Jew's earning all the profits, he's just paying the guy to work and run his field or his merchatz, that's going to be osir midina ba merchatz. Tahave ha'eno yehudi shlucho shel Yisrael. Because in this case, the guy is merely a messenger of the Yisrael. The Yisrael nena mimelech ha'Shabbos. And the Jew is benefiting from the work being done on Shabbos. If the guy won't work in the merchatz one day, yafsid ha'Yisrael revach osa yom, the Jew's going to lose out money from that day. Since the Jew's earning the money every day from the merchatz, so he's earning money from the work on Shabbos, because if he wouldn't work that one day, the guy, then the Jew would lose out on money. Al-Kain, therefore, im minag rov anche ha-mokom lahaskiram olitnum ba'arisus. If the minhag of most of the people in a place would be to rent these things out or to give them in a form of arisus, kemavur b'sev beis, chazar lios ha-merchatz kasada. Then a merchatz will be like a sada. Because after all, the only difference we said between a merchatz and a sada in the first two categories is marasayin. But if it would be similar to a sada, then it would go back to having the rules of a sada. And that would mean, hashnei chilukim rishonim mutter, the two categories that we mentioned first of schirus and of arisus would be 100% mutter, v'achaluka shlishis aser. And the third category would be aser. Even though we didn't mention before that a sada would be aser, as we'll see tomorrow, it will be aser because of marasayin. V'chol heter schirus dekan. All these are terim of schirus, hainu shu maschiro derech havlo imimos achol. Now he switches categories. Before we were talking about having a guy to work for you on Shabbos, so by kablonis, it's more of a problem than by schirus and by arisos. But now we're discussing, even when it comes to schirus, you can rent out your field to the guy for the year, and he makes all the profits. Hainushu maschiro derech havlo imimos achol. That's only if it's working through havlo that they join together the money that you're getting paid for Shabbos and for the week together. Aval yom haShabbos l'chud. But if you're renting it out to him just for Shabbos and he's paying you money to use your field on Shabbos, Asr afilu basada, then it would be asr even by a sada. The gam nispar same, even if it's known that it's working al schirus, that al tamir la'akum, it's not a problem because it's known, there's no maris ayin problems, still it would be a problem of schar Shabbos. Zeu ikre hadinim shebesimen zebik tara. These are the ikre nekudos in the simon, and we'll begin the simon in a moment. First, we're going to see a very important note, note number four. And that gets involved a little bit in schar Shabbos. Kavanoso, what he means to say over here in the Mishabura, she'osr lasos kei midin schar Shabbos. The reason why it's usher to rent out your field for just Shabbos is because it's a problem of schar Shabbos, making money on Shabbos. Ukumosha kosav lahalon, ubetama iser kosav lakamon shu gzeira mishumeka chomemkar. The reason why a person cannot make money on Shabbos is a gzeira, it will lead a person to be doing business. Ubemokum hefsed godol, in a situation of a great loss, the Biralocha tells us later on, Shemutar lakachas schar Shabbos. Then you can take Shabbos earnings. Vahosef, and he adds on, Shebitul hamirchatz eino nechshav hefsed. Not using the mirchatz on Shabbos is not considered a loss. Elorak minias revach bilvad. It's just not making profit. It's not considered a loss. You're just not making the profit for that day. Umishumkach haskarasu lenochri liyom haShabbos lechud. Therefore, renting it out to the goy for just Shabbos alone, asura gam mishum schar Shabbos, that would also fit in this category of an iser because of schar Shabbos. V'liskor chazen u'bal tokei l'Shabbos v'yontov. We know many times a chazen or bal tokei are hired out. They get paid to be a chazen. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us later on, she'esh osrim mishum schar Shabbos. Some say that's usr. It's usr for a chazen or bal tokei to take money for his work he's doing on Shabbos v'yontov. That's schar Shabbos. However, the Yesh Matirim Kevon Shu Tzorach Mitzvah. Some say that it's mutter for it's the purposes of a mitzvah. The cause of a Mishabura Sham, the Mishabura writes over there, Shaminog Lahakel, the Minog is to be lenient. The Imlo Kotza Bitchila Schara Vort Tfilosa, but if in the beginning they didn't set a price that he would get paid for his Tfila, El Shala Achara Shabbos Nosnu Lo Schar, they just decided to pay him after Shabbos to give him a little tip for doing it. So, because of a mishabura shemutri lo lakachto, then he for sure could take it. Mishum shenechshav schar zek kimaton of lokas schar Shabbos. That's called a present. That's not called Shabbos earnings. We're going to skip the next paragraph and move on. And now we're going to have a discussion of vending machines on Shabbos. How are you allowed, or are you allowed to have vending machines on Shabbos that are making money? V'odom sheyesh lo mechona lo mechiras divrei mesika. One who has machines that are selling sweets. He has a gumball machine. The Nochrim Konim Imenu B'Shabbos, and Goyim are buying from his vending machine on Shabbos. So Koso B'Shalos and Shuvah Shevet Alevi Sha'aser Lo Lihonos Mikesa Zem Mishum Scha Shabbos. The money he makes on Shabbos is Aser. That is earnings on Shabbos. That is forbidden. Meidoch, on the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says She'ein Bekach Mishum Scha Shabbos. This is not considered Scha Shabbos. Why? Kevon Sha'atashlum Eino Avur Pu'ula Hanasis B'Shabbos. They're not paying you for any work that's being done on Shabbos. Ella avur hamutzrim b'la. They're just paying for the product that they get. The payment they're giving you has nothing to do with Shabbos. It happens to be they're getting it on Shabbos, but they're not paying for anything to be done on Shabbos. V'lochein b'mokum shirak nochur mishtamshim b'mokhona. Therefore, in a place where only goyim are going to be using the vending machine, mutter la'ashiru l'shimush b'Shabbos, you can leave it out and it can be used on Shabbos. V'chein kosav v'shal shishivas minchas Yitzchak. And the last thing we'll discuss in this note is of an isha has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. V'tashlum avur tfilas noshim b'mikvah b'Shabbos. Can a woman pay to use a mikvah on Shabbos? The note of Yehuda writes she'eino nechshav schar Shabbos. That's not considered schar Shabbos. Kevon she'schar ze niton af avur hotzos ha'asaka v'kadome. Because first of all, the money that's being paid for the mikvah is not only for the use of the mikvah on Shabbos, it's also for the heating up of the mikvah and all the things that happen before Shabbos. And therefore, that would be like havlah, it's not considered tzchar Shabbos. But furthermore, shekevan sherechitza b'mikvah mitzvah, since going to the mikvah is a mitzvah, yesh letzarif es das hayesh mishamati hamuvas b'shechonach lekamon. We could incorporate the shita that says, like we just saw in the, earlier in the note, that for a mitzvah it is mutter. Hamatir lo seh tzchar Shabbos avur mitzvah. And then in brackets he writes, "V'das lagono shom zamen arba achshom shelohuter lekabel schar Shabbos shekolulos bo hotzos." He says that's not called schar Shabbos; that's included with other things. The fact that the things that were done before Shabbos are included in it, that doesn't count. Ela imkein hotzos shel habaylim hoyu avur hashimush b'Shabbos atzma, unless the expenses of the baylim was for the use on Shabbos itself. You can't incorporate other things and be matir schar Shabbos by other expenses that happen nothing to do with Shabbos. Shein lo kein, because if not so, yehi adam rashay lahaskir bayis lachavero. If not, you could rent your house to your friend on Shabbos. Ulokabel avur schar Shabbos, and you can make money just from being there on Shabbos. Kevan shekulos b'schar zeh utzos abniyah, because he's paying you for the expenses of building the house. It doesn't count. It's only if it's paying you for something that was done for the usage on Shabbos. In other words, if that water was heated up like that time, special for you, so maybe that would count as Schar Shabbos. But the fact that the mikvah was built or the water was heated in general in the beginning for people that were doing it the whole week, so that wouldn't be counted, says Shlomo Zalman, as Havlah, and that would be a problem of Schar Shabbos. But now, let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch, and let's begin Simon Reish Mem Gimel. So the Mechaber says, top line on page Gimel, Lo Yaskir Odom Merchat Shelo Leino Yehudi. A person should not rent out his bathhouse to an Eino Yehudi. Mipnei Shen Nikra Al Shmo, because it's called on his name. The Eino Yehudi Zeosa Bo Melocha B'Shabbos. And this guy is doing Melocha with the Merchat on Shabbos. He's heating it up on Shabbos. The Stam Merchat Lav La Arisusa Ovid. Because the Stam Merchat is not used in the form of Arisus that they share the prophets. Perish Oris Hua Ove Lika Chelek Mimashi Ashbiach Labailov. An Oris is like a sharecropper, someone who splits the profits. And a Merchatz is not normally rented out or given out in the form of Arisus. The Amriya, people are going to say, Shekol HaRevel Shei Yisrael, all the money being earned on Shabbos is going to the Jew. The Sochar Es HaEno Yehudi Bekach V'kach LaYom. And he hired out the guy for such and such to pay him each day. V'nimtza she'eino Yehudi osa melacha b'shlichuso she'Yisrael. And it turns out people are going to think that the Eino Yehudi is doing melacha as shlichus of the Yisrael. So again, the Mechaber is telling us over here that you can't rent out a merchatz to a non-Jew. Now, even though Meikra didn't, like we said in the introduction of the Mishavura, renting out the merchatz is perfectly fine because he's earning all the profits. But here the Mechaber tells us you can't rent it out because since it's called on your name, and a stam merchatz is not usually used in the form of arisus, people are going to assume that you hired him as a day worker and you're paying him regular money, and that would be a schir yom, and that would be usser. So because of maris ayin, of what it looks like, it's going to be usser. Avol, but says the Mechaber, sode mutter, but to rent out a field to a goy, that would be okay. Why? Shekein derech lekabel sode barisus, because it is normal in a field to hire a sharecropper that splits the profits. The afal pi sheyodim shusha Yisrael, even if people know that this field belongs to a yid, it's still fine. Omrim ha'eno yehudi lekocha barisus. People who see it are going to just say, oh, mistama, he took the field as an oris, and he's getting part of the profits, and therefore it's not a problem. Ula'atzma hu oven, and he's working for himself. So therefore, the Mechaber is Mechalek, like we saw in the introduction, that a Merchatz is also to rent out, a Sodeh is Mutter to rent out. Me'ikra Adin, they're both really Mutter, just there is Maris Ayin by a Merchatz, there is no Maris Ayin by a Sodeh, because a Sodeh is normally used by a Risos, a Merchatz is not. And the Mechaber ends off and says, V'tanur Dino K'merchatz, in the oven, which is rented out to a goy, has the same din as a merchatz, that it will be aser, v'rechayim dinam kesoda. And a mill, which is rented out, will be mutter, have the same din as a soda. And now let's begin the Mishabura. The Mishabura, we are beginning in the wide lines, the fifth wide line, Sifkot and Aleph. So again, the Mechaber said that you can't rent out the Merchat Shalom Leino Yehudi. What does it mean, the Merchat Shalom? Says the Mishabura, Bein Shebano Ba'atzma, whether you built the Merchat yourself, or Afilu Kona, or even if you bought it, the Yoshavba, and you used it, you sat in it, the Nikra Shmo Alav, and your name is on it. Because again, the whole point over here is people know it's yours, and therefore it's Marasayan. So as we'll see later, if no one knows it's yours, it might be a Heter. So over here, it's Bedafka, because it's your Merchat. Either you built it, or you bought it and you were Yashav in it, people know it's yours already. So you can't rent it out. Le'ino Yehudi Sefkotan Beis. The Kol Shekein Li Yisrael Mumer. Certainly to a Yisrael that's off the Derech. The Over Nami Mishum Lifnei Iver Lo Sitein Milchshol. Because then you're going to be over on the Isser of Lifnei Iver. V'tam Zeh Shayach Af B'Sada U'B'Chol Dover. And that reason would apply not only to a Merchatz, even to a Sada and to everything else. Why is it aser? We said Mipnation Nikra al Shmo, because this Merchatz is called on your name. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan Gimel Pirish, it means to say, the Medina Shari Laskiro Le'eno Yehudi Lashana Olachodesh. Like we said in the introduction of the Mishabura, that Mikra Din, really it's permissible to rent out the Merchatz to the guy for a year or a month. She'itin lo kach v'kach, that'll pay you such and such amount. Bein yasik bo ha'ena Yehudi, bein lo yasikenu. Whether the guy will decide to light up the fires in the merchatz or not light up the fires in the merchatz, the kol ha'revach yeh lo ena Yehudi, and all profits go to the guy. The iser schashabis leka. There is no iser schashabis to ha'muscheres hilo v'shana. There's havla because it's rented out to him for an entire year, so he's paying not only for Shabbos but the whole week. Therefore, there's no problem of schashabis. The iser damir lo ena Yehudi bevade lo shabbos chirus. And for sure there's no iser of Amir La'akum over here, because it's Schirus. The Lenafshe Huosa, any work he's doing is because he wants to make more profits, because all profits go to him. So he's not working for you, he's working for himself. So therefore there is no iser over here. There's no iser of Schar Shabbos, there's Havla, and there is no iser of Amir La'akum, because it's Schirus and he's working for himself. And even if the guy would only get a portion of the profits, we also say in that case he's working for himself, like we see later on at the end of the sif. Still, it's usher to rent out the merchatz for a year to the goy because of maris ayin. Shenikres al shmo shel Yisrael. That merchatz is called on the name of the Jew. The yomru habrios, and people are going to say, this schir yom hu ushluchahu. This worker is getting paid by the day, and he is his shaliach, and he's appointing him to work on Shabbos. V'dafka kishemaskiro l'shana olachodesh. This is dafka if he's renting out to him for a year or a month. Ava lahaskiro le'eno Yehudi liyamim. That which mi'ikra din is mutter is only because it's for a year or for a month. But to rent it out to a guy for days, she'yitin lo ha'eno Yehudi kol yom v'yom she'asikenu kach v'kach. That each day the guy used it and lights up the fires in the merchatz, he's going to pay you money for it. After gamzeh adayte denavshe ovid. Even though it's true he's doing that with his own thoughts in mind to make the profit for himself, mikomako medina aser. That will be aser medina. The havik is schar Shabbos. That's schar Shabbos because he's actually paying you for the work, for working there on Shabbos. The ayin lekamam esimen reish memdala didover ha'aser mipnei maris ha'ayin einu aser elo besoch ha'tchum shal yishuv Yisrael. A very important point the Mishabura ends off with over here, and that is with discussing maris ayin, and the Mishabura, we're going to learn later on, that maris ayin is only aser inside the tchum of where Yisraelim live, and Yisraelim could potentially get there on Shabbos. But if it's outside the tchum of where Yisraelim live, there will not be a problem of maris ayin. We'll see more about that later in Mirtz Hashem. Sifkotan dalad, the stam merchatz. We said the reason why it's usher is because of maris ayim, because a stam merchatz is not normally given to a goy in the form of arisus. Pirish, the cost of lahalon the soda mutter laschiru mitam zeshit lubarisus. We say later on in the Mechaber that a field you are allowed to rent out to a goy for that reason, that people are going to assume he's just an aris. He's a sharecropper. He's earning profits for himself, and therefore he's working for himself. The alze ka'amar, and on that the Mechaber is explaining the b'merchatz leka haytime alahatir. We don't have that svara to be matir by a merchatz. The ein derech litno ba'arisas. It's not normal to share a merchatz in the form of arisas of sharecropping where you split the profits. And they're also not going to assume that it was a regular schirus. The lo shchiach, that's also not shchiach to rent out a merchatz for a year or for a month. The most common way of running a merchatz is by the day or shorter periods of time, and therefore that would be a problem. I am people going to think that he's a schir yom, that you hired him out for the day and he's working for you on Shabbos as your shaliach. And they're going to think, sivkotan hey. It's going to turn out that people are going to think that the Eini Yehudi is Osa Malacha B'Shlichuso Shal Yisrael V'Zeu Isser Gomer. And that is an Isser Gomer Kemo Sha'amru B'Kama Mekomos. Like we see in many places, the Amira Le'Eino Yehudi Shvus, telling a guy to do Malacha for you on Shabbos is an Isser D'Rabbanon. The Asmechu Akra, and they relied on a Pasuk, Dekol Malacha Lo Ye'asa Behem. The Pasuk says, all Malacha should not be done for you. The Loksiv Lo Sase. It doesn't say you shouldn't do Malacha. It says no Malacha should be done. Mashma, even a guy shouldn't do malacha for you. It's not a daraisa though. It's the rabbanon, but it's not smachta from this pasuk. L'rames tintas da'afila yidei acherim lo yase, that even through others work should not be done. Va'afilu kishaosa bi'atzma malacha shel Yisrael, and even if a guy goes ahead and does the malacha of the Yisrael on his own bishvilo for the Jew, gam kein sarach limchos biyado, he also must protest against him. I'd like to read a couple of quick notes in the back of the sefer on this. So again on page 2, all the way at the bottom, note number 9. So we said again that this would be Aser, it's a Shlichus Shal Yisrael, it's an Isser Gomer of Amir La'akum. What's the reason for the Isser of Amir La'akum? So note number 9 in the back of the Sefer explains very beautifully a few reasons. Ubetama Isser Kosav HaRambam Shalotei HaShabbos Kala Be'ena Yisrael. The Rabbanon Aser telling a guy to do Malacha for you on Shabbos because they don't want Shabbos to be light in your eyes. If you can tell a guy to do everything for you, it makes Shabbos lower in your eyes. That's the Rambam. Rashi says two different reasons, and they ask it as a stira. V'Rashi kosav an avodah zara she'asr la'asos kein mishum v'daber dover. We know you shouldn't be speaking about weekday things on Shabbos. If you're telling a guy to do malacha for you, so you're speaking about malacha, so it's an isra v'daber dover. Ubamakam acher, somewhere else in Shabbos, Rashi says, Mishum shenochri ha-mechalo Shabbos v'tzivu ha-Yisrael. A guy that's mechalo Shabbos by the command of Yisrael, nechshav kishlucho she'Yisrael, kipshuto, he is the messenger of the Jew. So Rashi has, in one place he says, the problem is with Daber Dover, in one place he says, because he is the Shliach. Ubir ha'arach ha'shulchan shelimroh she'ain shlichos anachri, even though in general there is no shlichos for a guy, mikom makom luchumra yeh shlichos anachri. But luchumra, we say there is shlichos for a problem on Shabbos. Then there's an interesting Avnei Nezer that says that both reasons of Rashi are really needed, because there's a major two nafkaminas between them. And that is as follows. Sharei l'tam shel v'daber dover, according to the reason that Amir l'akum is usher, is because of v'daber dover, your speech shouldn't be about mundane things on Shabbos. Ein lasor elokish she'omer l'nachri b'Shabbos lasas malacha. It would only be usher if you tell the guy on Shabbos to do the malacha. Avakish she'omer lo kodem ha'Shabbos lasas malacha. But if you tell him on Friday to do something if you want on Shabbos, that would be okay, because on Shabbos you're not doing any v'daber dover. But obviously if the reason is because he's your shaliach, so that's a problem. So that would be nafkamina number one. You tell the guy on Friday to do something if you want Shabbos, according to v'daber dover, it's not a problem. According to shlichus, it is a problem. Ulefi atam shel shlichus ein lasor elokish osa anochias atzivu shel Yisrael b'Shabbos. According to the second reason of Rashi, that it's a din in shlichus, it's only a problem if you tell him on Shabbos if he actually does it on Shabbos. Aval kesha omer lanochri b'Shabbos lasos avuru malacha l'achra Shabbos harei zemuter. If it's midin shlichus, so if he's doing it on Sunday, you just told him on Shabbos, that would be okay. But if it's a daber dover, it's a problem because you told him to do it on Shabbos. So those are two nafkaminas that Avnei Nezer says between the two reasons of Rashi. And therefore, if Rashi wants to come aser both those nafkaminas, so therefore Rashi told us both reasons. Let's see one more note over there while we're there on page number 3. Note number 10. The last thing the Mishaburu said was if the guy does it on his own for a Jew, it's also aser. Ubetama dover kasul lakamon. The reason for that is shelo yach shedu sheosa nochri malacha b'shichuso. Is again, people should not think that the Nachri is doing it as a shlichus, even though he's doing it on his own. But they shouldn't think that the Jew told the guy to do it. V'halavush kosavatan, Levush brings a different reason. Shekevan shenemar lo yasa ko malacha, no malacha should be done. Mashma sha'asura afilu malacha nasas me'leh al-yidei Nachri. So included in that pasuk, that asmata that we just said, would be that malacha should not even be done by a guy, even if he does it on his own volition, because l'maisa, it is getting done for you, and therefore it is forbidden. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to Sivkaton Vav. So we said in the Machaber again that even though Mikra Din, the Merchatz, is mutter to rent out, but because of Maris Ayin, it is usser because it's not normally given out by Arisas or Beschirus. It's normally run with a Schir Yom, which is an Isra of Emir La'akum. But we said when it comes to a Sada, it is mutter. Says the Mishabura Sivkaton Vav, Sada mutter la Schira la'ena Yehuda B'davar Katsuv. A Sada, a field, could be rented out to a Goy for a set amount of money. The after Nikres Nami al Shmo Kumo Merchatz, even though people know whose field it is, just like they know whose bathhouse it is, the kol mechuber stoma shem bailam alav, anything that's mechuber lekarka, like a merchatz or a field, the shem bailam is upon it. Ulahaskir nami lo shchia kolkach, and it's not so common to rent out your field either. Mikol makom mutter, still it's mutter to rent out your field, even though it's not so common to do, and people might not think you're doing it. The lo yach sheduk is shir yom. The main point is they won't suspect you of hiring him out as a day worker. Kedem mefarish shekain derech v'chuli. Since it's a normal way to use a field in the form of sharecropping, people afikach yitlu barisus. They're going to assume that what you did is you made him a sharecropper. Varisus shari, and arisus is mutter da'adaiti the nafshe of it. Since he's making some of the profits, he's working on him for himself. Kilo kamei bagol, like the Ramo will speak out to us. So says the Mishabur over here, the reason why a Sada is mutter to rent out, even though it's not the normal way to rent out a field, but it's also not the normal way to have a Schir Yom in a field. The normal way of a field is Arisas. Therefore, if there's no Marisayan, because what are they going to think? Oh, you're doing it as Arisas? Arisas is mutter. But a Merchatz is the normal way of a Schir Yom. There is Marisayan because they're going to think that you hired him out as a day worker, and that's an Isser of Amir al-Akum. Then the Mechaber told us two other cases, the Tanur and the Rechayim. The Mechaber told us that Tanur has a din of a Merchatz, and it is Aser, says the Mishabur, Sivkot and Zayin. Lahaskir tanuro lefos bo, to rent out your oven to a goy to bake bread in, dino kemerchatz, it is usser like a merchatz. The tanur nami ein derech lahaskiro velitno barisus. Because an oven also, it's not normal to rent it out for long periods of time, and it's also not normal to use it in the form of arisus, kemo merchatz, just like a merchatz doesn't usually work in those two ways. Menela viyach shadu the schir yom hu atzlo, and therefore they're going to think that the guy who's baking the bread is working for you as your shliach, as a schir yom, and therefore it is usser. However, the Rechayim we said is like a Sada. Zokta Mishaburis of Katan Ches, Mishum de Dako Litno Barisas Kamo Sada. It is normal to give out a Rechayim like a Sada in the form of Arisas. Ulafikach Lahaskiro Nami Mutter. Therefore, to rent it out is also Mutter. Kidl El, like we said before, the worst that happens, they suspect you're doing Arisas, which is Mutter anyway. The ayin biran de mashma. Look in the ram where it's mashma dim ein derech anshe osu amokom litein rechayim barisus. If it's not the derech of the people in that place to get out of rechayim barisus, like we're saying over here, then dino kumo merchatz liser. Then it follows the rules of a merchatz, and in fact it would be usser. The beemes talui bechol elu hadvarim lefi minag medina. Really, each of these things depend on the minag in that medina. Bein lahakel bein lahachmir. Whether to go lenient or go to machmir. Kidul kamei b'sif beis. There's just one quick bir halacha, and then we'll end. And that is going on that which the Mechaber said, Aval sada mutter, shekein derech lekabel sada barisa. So the bir halacha is bothered. What exactly does it mean that it's the derech lekabel sada barisa? Does it have to be that everybody does a barisa? What if it's 50-50? What does it mean that it's the derech? So if you look in the bir halacha, he says, yesh la'ayin, im apirish de rov ha'olam nosen barisa. Does it have to be rov ha'olam use fields in the form of barisa? V'chein kosav ha'rosh shon b'loshon oso perakam ha'davaros givulim. And that's how the Rosh learns. Aval im ha'minok shove liskar po'alem kamo ha'risus aser. But if it would be 50-50, some people rent it out in the form of ha'risus, and some people hire day workers, so then in fact it would be aser. The lo yitlu ba'risus, because then people would not be tolet necessarily on ha'risus. O dilma de b'chai gavna gam kein shari. Or do we say, no, as long as it's 50-50, it's also going to be mutter. Umash amar b'gemara arisa arisusei ovid. And that which the Gemara says, arisa arisusei ovid, hainu shederech nami litnu ba'risus. It doesn't mean it's a derech for everyone to do ba'risus. It means it's a derech also to do a ba'risus. It's 50-50. La fuke merchatz, that will be coming to exclude a merchatz. The ain derech lit no ba'risus. That it's not the derech at all to give a ba'risus. According to that side, 50-50 would be okay. Ukemosha kasav Aran. In fact, the Aran writes that way. Sof pera kol kisvei lefi shod saosav merubin uscharo muat v'yodim akol shebishvil Yisrael hu osa. That only by a merchatz is a problem because everyone knows the expenses are great, the earnings are very little, and therefore everyone knows that he's working for Yisrael, he would never rent it out. So which way is it? You have the Rush going one way, the Ran going another way. So says the Beralocho, Miloshen Rambam Mashma Kemoshe Kasanu Lamal B'Shem Rosh. The Rambam, in fact, is Mashma like the Rush. It has to be that everyone's doing it. Rov HaOlam. This is the Lashon of the Rambam. Dovar Sheshem Yisrael Bailov Kari Alov. Something that has a Shem Yisrael as the owners on it. The Ein Derech Rov Anshe Oso Amakom Laskiro Lina Barisos. And it's not the Derech of most of the people to do it through schirus or arisus, aser lahaskiru la'ena yehuda, you can't rent it out. Mashma de lahetera ba'ina ruba, clearly mashma from the Rambam, that you need to be that most people are doing it through arisus, v'chein mashma milashon ha-shachana sepeiz, and we'll also see that the mechaber is mashma that way as well, in sepeiz, which we will see in Meretz Hashem in the next year. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up next time, finishing up Sif Aleph, and in Meretz Hashem, finishing the Siman.